I mean, you guys have talked about the depth on the line all year long, having Evan there, having Joe there. Just how much it helps to have those guys that have been starters in the NFL that can step in and not have as much of a drop.
Yeah, it's great having veteran guys in that can come in and know what's going on. I think my role is a little bit different, knowing that I have there's veterans there. I mean, it'd be different if I was mentoring younger guys. But again, you know, these guys have been through and they know what's going on.
I walked over here a little bit late, so I apologize. Yeah. How hard was it for you hearing that diagnosis?
Oh, it's tough. It's always tough. It is what it is. All I can do now, though, is try and get as healthy as I can. That's all I can do.
Is there anything you can tell us about the knee itself in terms of what you had happen there?
I just got rolled up on, and then that's about it.
Coach Cutter said it sounded like something that wouldn't need surgery, just your bone rest type thing.
Yeah.
And be able to go kind of full go when the things start back up again.
Yeah, exactly. That's the game plan.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And you had left the game but come back, correct?
Yep.
That had been pretty painful playing on it. I know Dodge is the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, as an NFL player, you kind of have to put a pain in sometimes. Sometimes a little bit worse. It wasn't bad enough where I felt like I needed to come out.
Were you surprised though when you learned, oh my gosh, is this a season-ending injury?
Yeah, I was surprised. It is what it is though.
You played beside Joe for a while, and now you'll get to see him from a different vantage. How instructive will that be to watch him from the sideline?
It's a different dynamic, and it's a different role change for both of us. Obviously, he knows what he's doing, but hopefully I can give him some different perspective moving forward.